I want to welcome back all of our faithful listeners to Misunderstood. Thank you guys so much for coming back every week. We really appreciate it. This week and every week going forward, we are bringing back something that I used to do called Happy Hour. And it's where I sit and I chat with my executive producer, George Carmona, about all the headlines going on, all the things that we feel like talking about, and letting you guys get to know us and our lives a little bit more. So if you're interested in that, you know, please listen. And it will come out every Thursday. And is that right? Every Thursday or
Friday?
Every Friday.
So you record on Thursday.
Right. Yeah. So you have something to listen to on the weekends. And so many people have told me that they love when I have guests, obviously, because they're so different and diverse and all misunderstood topics or people, but they don't get to know me that well or what's going on in my life. So I just figured this would be a really fun episode to do with you because you're a part of my life and you're part of the show. So the first thing I wanted to start with is why my background looks like I'm in a bedroom and it's not even in my house. So for those of you that don't know, and I don't think I've really shared this, on Easter Sunday, I was away in Chicago and I got a call from my dog sitter saying that my entire house was flooded and he didn't know where the source of the water came from. Long story short, there was a leak in the slab in the floor of the house and we've had to move out as of this week and they are redoing the entire floor of my house and the kitchen because of all the damage. So it's been a complete nightmare and I am in a different house now and we'll be filming here unless I'm on location somewhere for the next 2 months. So welcome to my scenery and this is the guest bedroom and we might change it around every week just because we haven't figured out what the right shot is, but here we are. So that is why I am here.
Yeah. I was about to ask, do you know what the pictures, like what bay that might be, or is that the ocean? Is that a painting?
It's a photo, but you know what? It's so funny. The anniversary of Jaws was just on. And to me, that looks like that cove in Jaws 1 where his son was out on the little dinghy thing and he got really excited and angry and nervous about it. That's what that looks like, but it doesn't say where it is besides that. So,
well, maybe we could get like a shark sticker or something and we could put it out in the water. And
then
oh my God,
that's so funny.
We could add on to the photo throughout the coming months.
Exactly. It's actually a gorgeous house. I'm so happy I'm here. And the most important thing is that the dogs have a huge backyard and enclosure just like in my house. So they are feeling good and happy and running around. So that is a nice thing. And we're a block from the beach. So anyways, I won't make everybody feel jealous about that, but it's going to be a nice summer. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, you, before we started this, Rachel was like, I have like next to no clothes. All of my clothes are still at the house. I just brought my bathing suits over because I just walk around the house in the bathing suit. And I'm like, wow, wow. So yeah. Obviously, you know, there's priorities in life. And then maybe, I don't know, if Dan allows it, maybe a Patreon episode down the road could be just the bathing suit episode. Yeah, and I can wear my bathing suit too.
Maybe we'll get sponsored by a bathing suit company. That would be funny. And then tell people where you are, because we always film and work in two separate, totally separate time zones.
Yeah. So no, I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. Everything out here right now is incinerating hot. There's a lot going on right now, Rachel, in the Vegas Strip landscape, as far as like they're building the A's new stadium. So what used to be the Tropicana Hotel, if you haven't been out to Vegas in a while, has been imploded. And now they're building the A's baseball stadium and they're moving along pretty fast with it. So it's cool to see another piece get added to the strip. They built T-Mobile Arena where the Knights play right next to Park MGM in like 2 years. They're expecting the same thing for this one. So it's always cool to be in a city where, you know, you're having something monumental built on one side. So we have the A stadium built or being built like right next to the airport where Tropicana used to be. And then right where the Mirage is or used to be, they're building the Hard Rock Hotel. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. So it's a crazy summer for Las Vegas. The last thing, I don't know if you saw this, is kind of like juicy news. Did you see the YouTubers that got shot right in front of the Bellagio fountains 2 weeks ago? Did you hear about this?
I heard about it. I think I saw it in passing. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so there was a, it's two local Vegas YouTubers who I believe like their entire channels were predicated around like going around Las Vegas, showing all the cool spots to go and everything. But then there was like beef between these, this one couple and then this one guy. And one night as the couple was live streaming in front of the Bellagio fountains, the dude walks up and in front of everybody fires like six shots and kills them both right in front of the Bellagio fountains. No, dead.
He did they catch the guy?
Yeah. He turned himself in because it was live streamed. So
Were you just about to spell dead and spelled it D I?
No. Oh. I was just saying dead. Like, it's crazy to me because there's so many people, as you know, walking up and down the strip every night to commit murder in broad, well, it was nighttime, and broad moonlight is crazy.
Wait, why would he turn himself in?
Because everybody knew who he was in the video. They were like, oh my God, that's that one YouTuber. And it turns out that they were 100% correct. So that,
what a waste of a life. That's terrible. Now he'll be in jail for the rest of his life.
Correct. Yeah. He got put in jail 2 days after with no bail. And that's that. Oh my goodness. There's no way he's eating a shoe.
There is a way.
Be a mom. And, be a mom.
And it's completely, the heel is already completely eaten. So that I don't have an issue, I'm just going to let him eat it because this is a 100-pound dog who will probably eat me if I try and take that away.
Oh my gosh. That's going to be a fun thing to watch throughout this episode to see how far that.
Can you hear that? Listen. Can you hear that?
No, I can't. Does he do a little growl? Oh my goodness.
Is it a growl?
No, we can't hear it. Your microphone's too good.
Oh, yeah. He's growling really bad. So we're just going to leave him there and we'll move on. All right. So let's talk about some of the headlines. So it's funny. I was looking at potential guests to have on the show. And one of the names that came up was Liver King. And I had no idea who this guy was. So I started to look into him a couple weeks ago. For those of you that don't know, and George, I'm going to have you step in a little bit. But all, you know, he has a documentary about him. He basically talks about how he only eats livers and intestines and meat, correct?
Correct. He sleeps on a wood bed. He follows the nine ancestral tenets, as I'm sure you guys have all seen. But the most important thing out of all that, though, would be that he eats raw liver and raw intestines and raw bull testicles with his family. And his two kids that are along for the ride and his wife, who he calls the Liver Queen.
Okay, so I must have watched a little bit of this because now that you're saying I'm remembering this. In every episode or in every scene with the wife, what I noticed, my takeaway, is she never took a shower. Her hair was so greasy and I thought that was bizarre. If you know they're filming that day, wash your hair maybe. I thought it was weird. Second of all, his kids, not for anything, and I'm not trying to talk shit about his kids, they're total dweebs compared to him. And like their bodies, they're like these little Where's Waldo type of guys, and they're still eating the nine tenants or testicles or whatever the hell you call them.
Yes.
And they're going and killing bulls with him and eating. It's just terrible, by the way, if you're an animal lover, to watch what he does. But it ended up being that they found out that he shot up steroids. And I think it was Joe Rogan who predicted it way back when and was like, dude, that it's obvious he's on steroids. No one really like followed up with that. And then all of a sudden it came out that he did. And now he was arrested for what? Trying to kill Joe Rogan?
So over the past week and a half on his live streams and on his social media chats, he's been saying like, I'm going to go down to Austin to have a conversation with Joe Rogan. And if he has me on the podcast, then we don't have to fight. But if he doesn't want to have me on the podcast, then, you know, we're going to throw down the Liver King style. And so in one of the videos, though, and this is what inevitably led to his arrest, it's a Joe Rogan box of, I don't even know like if you're a Joe Rogan fan, you might know, but it had a, like Joe's logo on this big box. And then inside that box, though, he had a fucking handgun.
If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And it was like obvious. So like everybody in the comments and stuff probably at that moment in time started alerting at least Joe Rogan to be like, hey, bro, the Liver King's coming for your ass. Like, this is serious. And as the week progressed, he kept making more videos and he was starting to make videos in Austin. So now he's like downtown Austin, selfieing with the phone, like, Joe Rogan, I'm here in the capital of Texas and I'm going to find you, like a whole bunch of shit. And so just yesterday, he was arrested for making threats against Joe Rogan on social media, faces one charge of terroristic threat.
Wow.
And he was arrested looking manic a little bit. Like it clearly, you know, he probably had some bad liver earlier last week where it's, you know, it was tainted. And now his brain is
mad cow disease has set in.
Oh, yes. Yes. I definitely think that because so there is another video that his wife is starting to like say, hey, let's turn the cameras off. Let's talk about this. But he's really big. And if you watch the documentary, you'll understand it. Like he is pro film everything. Document, document, document. Don't stop the cameras rolling even when things are bad.
Okay. And you can. Well, I like that about him.
Correct. Yeah, I find it to be admirable, but I also feel like when your wife is telling you, hey, dude, we got to just turn off the cameras for a second, like you're going to get arrested. And literally within 24 hours of that video, he ends up in cuffs. And it's just a wild ride because just to piggyback off of what you said with his kids, had we seen his kids and then we saw him.
Yeah.
There's no way you do that without steroids. I mean, the kids are string beans. If you were a family of like big, strong farmer built dudes, then yeah, that would make sense that you're not using steroids. Yeah. But your son is 135 pounds. He's 15 years old and he's a string bean. That's just what it is. And so it's just a
there's
wild.
There's no genetics there. It's crazy. So, but you would have thought if it was me, I would have said, I better start, you know, giving this to my kids. So they, it looks like they're part of this, you know, that this kind of diet and lifestyle is making their bodies change. I mean, it was so obvious to me watching it that they were doing the same thing as him and had a completely different body. So, I mean, it seemed like really self-explanatory.
Agreed. And now, I mean, this is just like the perfect segue into asking you, like, have you ever had a stalker before? Like, cause I wouldn't necessarily connotate this as a stalker, even though it kind of is, because it's clear that Liver King wants the clout of Joe Rogan and he's going to where he's at. So this is stalker type vibes. Have you ever experienced anything similar to that?
I think that yes, I have. And I'll tell you about that in a second, but I do think it's interesting that he, you know, this is someone, meaning Joe Rogan, that criticized him at the beginning or didn't believe him and was just like, this guy's a loser, essentially. And he let it go. And now he's using that to his benefit because the show's up, right? The game's over and everyone knows that he's a fraud. So like his viewership obviously has gone down. I did see that he still has a lot of followers, but now it's just following him to get his tips on how to work out or something. So, you know, I think the next play was, let me challenge Joe Rogan. Let me do whatever I can to get on his show, because being on his show, I can explain what happened and we can face off about it. And that will launch his career again. I think this was the closest he could get to making that happen. So I think he thinks that even though he was arrested, great. That's like amazing press for him because people will be talking about it as we are now. And there, you know, then Joe will be talking about it. You know, I bet you Joe won't even talk about it. He'll be like, I'm not giving any airtime to this loser, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, but to answer your question. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just going to say, hey, Joe Rogan, and I love you to death and I've been listening to you for a very long time. Start playing into this shit just a little bit, bro. Like, his numbers are on the way down. And I love Joe and I've been following him religiously, but this is a perfect opportunity to be like, you can control the setting. Have the man sit in front of you and just talk it out. Like, it would be fun. But anyways,
it would have been interesting for him to question him about it and for them to go at it. But anyway, I had, and I don't want to get into too much detail, I did have a stalker when I lived in New York, and it was not so long ago. Time out, guys, if you want to hear the rest of the story about my stalker and get into all the crazy details of my wedding, including who I had to actually disinvite already from my wedding just a few months away. So if you want to listen to more of the personal stuff, head over to Patreon and sign up or become a member on Apple Podcasts.